WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Target Obamacare, World Series win. I'm Elliot Francis. Republicans are scrambling to capitalize on the news that affordable health care premiums are set to spike next year, but will it affect Hillary Clinton's campaign? Correspondent Jeff Zeleny reports.
Her long embrace of Obamacare.
Before there was something called Obamacare, there was something called Hillary Care.
Suddenly could be an 11th hour liability. As Republicans pounced, she was silent about it. In a Miami radio interview, Clinton said millions of Americans now have health care under the law, but acknowledged major shortcomings. But former President Bill Clinton under fire earlier this month for pointing out flaws in the system. Now telling voters in North Carolina, health care should be fixed, not repealed.
Propelled by the pitching of Corey Kluber and the bat of Roberto Perez, the Cleveland Indians shut out the Cubs in Game 1 of the World Series, 6-0, Tuesday night. Perez hit a solo homer and a three-run shot to power the Indians, who haven't won since 1948. Game 2 is tonight. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump visited his resort in Miami to highlight expected premium increases for Obamacare. Bob Costantini reports.
Thank you, David. Hundreds
of employees from Trump's National Doral Resort stood on the golf course to greet the boss, who wanted to talk about the steep increases in premiums under the Affordable Care Act.
I can say all of my employees are having a tremendous problem with Obamacare. You folks, this is another group. Is that a correct statement?
No sooner had the workers in front of him nodded, Trump seemed to contradict himself.
They're not worried about their health care because we take great care of people.
As he left, reporters shouted at Trump about the discrepancy, and he seemed to reply that most of the workers at the resort get health care through his company. Bob Costantini, Washington.
In Afghanistan, ISIS militants kidnapped and killed 30 people in Afghanistan's province overnight. The kidnapped people were all shot and killed during a failed rescue attempt by security forces. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Metro is gearing up now for the most disruptive SafeTrack surge yet, as regional leaders look more long-term.
Surge 10 starts this weekend, and by passengers affected, it's the worst of them all. The Red Line will be closed entirely between Fort Totten and Noma. At the same time, the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments is releasing a report today trying to lay the groundwork to get Metro a more consistent funding source.
We've got to see some real improvement before we commit to more money.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is skeptical of a new regional tax, but
I'm willing to keep an open mind on if local governments want to tax their citizens more.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says he's open to the idea, but wants to establish some benchmarks for improvement first. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
You know, it won't be that long before we're facing snow. Now, how it's measured in the district could soon be changing.
Right now, the readings for snowfall are taken at Reagan National, but the D.C. Council is looking to move that closer to the district because the numbers are not always accurate. Matt Ross with the Capital Weather Gang has some suggestions.
I think Arboretum would be a great place to measure snow. White House would be a great place. The zoo is a possibility. You know, I think there's a number of options. Even someplace on the mall would, I think, be better than down at DCA, you know, near a tarmac.
It's too soon to tell when or if the location will change in the future. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Early voting is underway in D.C. and thousands have already taken advantage. Tamara Robinson is with the D.C. Board of Elections.
Presidential elections tend to increase voter turnout, but again, it ebbs and flows depending on not only the election year, but also the contests that are on the ballot.
D.C.'s early voting ends November 4th. Early voting gets underway in Maryland tomorrow. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,169, the Nasdaq at 5,283. Sports Game 1 of the World Series goes to Cleveland, a 6-0 win over the Cubs. NHL, the Caps begin a Western Canada road trip tonight in Edmonton. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
How did you pick the investments in your IRA and retirement plan at work? Do you have a plan, a specific strategy, or did you just pick randomly based on what some family member or coworker said? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Managing your investments correctly is vital if you hope to achieve your retirement goals, and you might be amazed at how easy it is to do it right. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense financial advice for 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement so you can achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman financial planner is ready to help you. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Be your own health advocate. Get your inside story with a virtual physical. Virtualphysical.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on the Beltway Watch as you're heading through Bethesda on the inner loop past 355 toward Connecticut Avenue. It was the left lane coned off with the road work. Hey, Baltimore Washington Parkway, you're doing great each direction between Powder Mill Road and just inside the Beltway. I'm not seeing any delays there or blockage. 270 off to a nice and quiet start each direction between Frederick and the Beltway. Let's head out to Manassas, Prince William Parkway at the 234 bypass. Traffic lights had been dark in that intersection. Please treat as a four-way stop if it's not under police direction. 66, nice quiet ride right now out of Gainesville, up through to the Beltway and inside the Beltway into Falls Church in Arlington. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Do have a touch of rain in the forecast by Thursday with a front approaching, low pressure passing to our north. This morning in decent shape, it's probably a light jacket, sunny clouds this afternoon, and hey, we're down to 59 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds 47. Some scattered showers tomorrow, certainly not a washout. And a high of 65, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Herndon, 42 in Kensington, 46 degrees in Washington. America's toughest sheriff has been ordered to stand trial for defying a court order and racially profiling Latinos. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. I hope you're getting up and around. Hey, and guess what? In 2 weeks, it'll all be over. At 2 weeks, we'll know who the next...
You mean our country will be over?
We'll know who our president will
be. Please be more specific there, Brian Wilson. Well, in 2 weeks, free speech, as you know it, will all be over.
No, and this whole national nightmare will be over, and we'll know who our president will be. Oh, what am I... who am I kidding? It's all going to the Supreme Court. We're going to... It's going to take forever to work this out.
Love this.
Anyway, coming up at 7:35.
Be that as it may.
At 7:35 this morning, KT McFarland. At 8:05, we'll talk about the Obamacare debacle and how it's in a death spiral with Steve Moore. And at 8:35, he's been on the campaign trail with Trump. We'll talk to David Martosko with the Daily Mail. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And let's talk about that Obamacare debacle, because this could be the October surprise that none of the campaign dirty tricksters expected, as people start to realize that they voted for Barack Obama and supported him in 2012 and then expect to continue the glory days of Barack Obama and Obamacare with 4 more years of Hillary Clinton. Well, they're realizing now that it's going to cost them a whole lot of money through their health insurance premiums, their health insurance deductibles, and they're having much more limited choice in their health care options. The exact opposite of what President Obama and the Democrats promised back in the day. So, given that, a lot of people are talking about this not only as a campaign issue, but as a real issue and how it affects you on a daily basis. Are you one of those people? And is it affecting you right now? The fact that the Affordable Care Act is blowing up insurance premiums, blowing up insurance deductibles, and even more importantly, talk to me about your lack of choice with regard to health care. 888-630-9625. We want to hear your very real world stories right now, because this is one of those issues that could change the conversation going into Election Day in just, as Brian pointed out, 13 days. Yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, Dr. Bob Moffitt is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, used to be with the Health and Human Services. And he's one of those people right now who's allowed to sort of step up and say, yeah, I told you so, because he wrote a book back when all this was coming down called Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. And I asked him yesterday, well, a lot of people right now are being vindicated. Are you one of them?
Yes, we were absolutely correct about how this thing would turn out. It's stunning how
solid the predictions have become from a lot of not only us at Heritage, of course, but a lot of our colleagues in the health policy community, including our friends at the American Enterprise Institute. It's really amazing.
Well, we're told right now from the administration and defenders of the Affordable Care Act that this is really just because the insurance companies are pulling out of the exchanges, the insurance companies are dropping the ball, and if they had stayed in, then everything would be fine.
Oh, yeah, sure. They could stay in, but they have to sell the Obamacare policies. In other words, they have to meet all the benefit mandates, the regulatory requirements, all the insurance rules that the Affordable Care Act imposes on them, and they can do that. In fact, a number of them are doing it. Not everybody is leaving. But the truth of the matter is a lot of insurance companies are starting to lose their shirt because these plans, if you actually don't these plans are becoming less and less desirable to more and more people. That is the big story. We're witnessing a meltdown, really, of competition in the health insurance exchanges. And, you know, right now you're looking at a situation where, you know, the exchanges are becoming less and less attractive to these plans.
And the exchanges, whatever they're losing, these health insurance companies, don't they make it up at some level with federal subsidies? Because the subsidies are up quite a bit, too, along with the rates.
Well, what you have, yes, it's true. Like more than 8 out of 10 people in the exchanges get subsidies. So as long as you don't make more than $46,000 or $47,000 a year, you're eligible for a subsidy. What it really means is that you can say goodbye to the middle class, and because they're not going to enroll in the exchanges in great numbers. And what has happened is because the premiums plus the deductibles are so unattractive, a lot of people who would have otherwise enrolled in health insurance have decided they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And the enrollment is really right now, it's half of what, in fact, the Congressional Budget Office projected for this year. In 2016, according to CBO, 21 million people should have been in the exchanges. The reality is 11 million are. And based on early projections, the number of participating plans are also going to continue to shrink. And as a result, about one-third of American counties will have just one insurer in 2017 in the exchanges.
Our guest is Dr. Robert Moffitt, Senior Fellow at Heritage Foundation, and his prophetic book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, is sort of coming true before our very eyes right now. The president was in Florida campaigning for Hillary Clinton last week, 5 days ago, and
yes.
He laid out a list of all of the free things that people get because of Obamacare. Free preventative health checkups, free mammograms, free this, free that. And then he finished by saying, you're getting better quality even though you don't know that Obamacare is doing it. And then he jokingly said, thanks, Obama. Well, is that true? Are we all getting all of these free things? Because that sounds pretty good.
You know, you can argue that you can get free stuff if you follow the mathematical equation as follows. 0 + 0 = 1. That you can get something for nothing. Now, there are people...
You had me going, doctor. You had me going.
No, but, I mean, there are people who probably, even people listening to this show, who think, well, you know, yeah, you know, boy, gee whiz, I can get free health care, I can get free this, I can get free that, free stuff. The truth of the matter is nothing is free. And when you provide, you know, quote, free at the point of service preventive health care, free at the point of service any type of medical care, you know, what that means is that you are increasing the premium cost. Now, they're saying, okay, fine, but, you know, you don't have to worry about that because we're going to have the taxpayer subsidize the premium cost. Well, who's the taxpayer? Well, the taxpayer is just about all of us,
yeah,
except those who don't pay taxes. So that is the problem that they've got, is that all the free stuff is getting very expensive. I'm reminded of what P.J. O'Rourke said many, many years ago prophetically. If you think health care costs are high now, ladies and gentlemen, wait until it's free.
Yes. Dr. Bob Moffitt is our guest, and I got to ask you this then. Let's say somebody doesn't participate in the exchanges, and they want to go out onto the open market and buy health insurance. Are they still stuck in a place where they can't get just, you know, the bare minimum, I just want catastrophic care, I'll go out of pocket for whatever medical checkups I need or whatever. I just want to have a basic plan that'll cover me if I get hit by a bus or something. Can they do that? Are they still forced to buy these plans that are laden with all of these things, you know, like men need maternity care and things like that, things that they don't want and don't need?
No. The federal government controls the insurance market. The federal government controls insurance. So whether you're in the exchange or outside of the exchange, if you're in an individual plan, you are subjected to federal authority. So, you just can't go out and buy, you know, the bare bones plan. Now, there is catastrophic available in the exchanges, but, of course, the deductibles are so high that a lot of people are not buying them. And the biggest issue that's taking place here is that we're looking at kind of adverse selection. What we've got is we got a lot of poor people in the exchanges. Only about 2% are not in the exchange. 2% of the total who are in the exchanges are not getting subsidies. And you got a lot. And you got an older and sicker group of people in the exchanges.
Right. And they can't be denied
coverage.
Right?
That just simply drives the premiums up. So that's why we have an average of 25% premium increase, which is the highest spike yet.
Yeah.
But this has been a pattern, Larry. This is a pattern going all the way back to 2013 when the exchanges were first opened for business.
And the projections show it getting much worse. Dr. Bob Moffitt, we got to leave it there again.
And we did leave it there yesterday on the Drive at 5. So now it's time for us to take up the conversation. We want to hear your real life stories. What's happening in your world? How has Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act negatively or positively impacted your health care costs and your choices? Because we were sure promised something else. Give us a call. 888-630-WMAL.
All right. It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we'll start in Manassas, Prince William Parkway at the 234 bypass. Watch traffic lights were dark in that intersection. Street is a four-way stop. Northbound I-95, not so bad of a start here out of Stafford. And pushing up through to the Beltway along the way, though, northbound, as you pass Route 1, do watch. We had overnight construction that blocked that ramp, and it's still closed off. 395 quiet ride across 14th Street Bridge. It looks like they're just about done, if not picked up all the cones already, but watch on the Beltway Bethesda Interloop passing 355 to Connecticut Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be sunny today, and eventually we'll reach a high of 59 degrees tonight, partly cloudy, 47 degrees. Tomorrow, a few showers are possible. They say a 40% chance of rain with a high near 65. Friday looks nice in the low 60s. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures in the low 70s. Now, currently at Reagan National, the temperature's 46. We got to tell you, a lot of places around the area have temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. So it's getting cold out there, ladies and gentlemen. Currently in the nation's capital, officially, though, 46 degrees, 517.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Brought to you by ARS Rescue Router. Thank you for keeping us safe.
We want to hear your stories about Obamacare as it continues to push into the headlines and, frankly, become a campaign issue if politicians were talented enough to make use of this issue and actually make the case that voting for Barack Obama, voting for Hillary Clinton, voting for Democrats who shoved this program down your throats will just make things worse and have made your life worse because of the cost of health care, because of the quality of health care, and because of your lack of choice of health care. If the politicians are able to do that, they should have a winning message. Let's see if they can. Maybe you can help that conversation along with your calls, 888-630-WMAL.
Very quickly, there's a couple of things that are just driving me crazy about this Obamacare discussion. And we told you yesterday how, on average, the administration says that Obamacare premiums are going up about 25% next year. But then they followed up immediately. But, you know, if you are a low-income individual, don't worry because you'll receive subsidies that will help you pay that increase. And, in fact, I'm reading a case, for example, in Arizona, where they're expecting the cost of health care to go up in Arizona 116%. 116%. But they say, don't worry. You know, if you don't make a lot of money, we're going to subsidize you. We're going to give you some. For example, the premiums are, I guess, $422 a month, right? And they say, we'll subsidize $280 of that. And they say, don't worry. But what they don't say is, who's paying for that subsidy? Yeah, and the taxpayer is paying for that subsidy. We're all of those who are out there, you know, making an honest living and paying our taxes are going to be the people who are penalized so that that subsidy can be paid. And so I love the fact that, oh, yeah, but, you know, worry about it. There's going to be a subsidy, you know, no problem. Well, it's a problem for those of us who are carrying the bill. And that makes me outrageously mad.
Bill in Fairfax, you're first up on WMAL. What's your story, Bill?
Hey, Bill. I'm Bill. You're Larry.
It happens all the time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, listen, before we go any further, I want to say that I remember you, Larry, from the Sarah DMZ days on Dennis Miller.
Oh, wow. You're going way back, Bill.
I think any time you got Barack Obama saying something, I want you to try to find a clip and isolate No-No Nanette saying, No-No Nanette, you told a lie.
Wow, Bill,
you know
Bill pulling into the big time trunk of show tunes with
Let me call into this real quick though,
all
because
right.
I know the reason you took my call. First of all, before just to tease you a little bit, you know when Donald Trump takes these $1 billion write offs or whatever, that's what the law requires. He doesn't deliberately seek it. So when your guy, your sidekick Brian Wilson talks about, you know, hey, it's subsidized and everything else, you know, everybody gets subsidized to some extent. But I think this is the reason you took my call. And I want to be careful what I say because I don't want people standing outside my house and I don't want to get angry letters or phone calls. If you go and contact your people, contact Aetna Innova. That's my insurance carrier. Those are the people I selected through the Obama, the healthcare marketplace.
Yeah.
Right after Labor Day, I don't know if that's a coincidence, but right after Labor Day, I got an actual refund, an actual check.
So you called them and you complained because the premiums are skyrocketing and they responded to you and just turned around and gave you a refund? How'd that work?
Nice try, Larry. No, I got a check out in the blue, and I thought it was bogus. Because it said, here is your refund for 2 months of my premium. Now, the reason I made the reference to Donald Trump and everything else is because, you know, I am subsidized, I guess, as you call it, through the marketplace. That wasn't my choice. I didn't ask for a subsidy. When I went on the marketplace, they said, what's your income?
Right.
I enter the income.
Oh, yeah, you automatically get the
Who pays for that?
The subsidy.
That's the thing. Who pays for it? And just because you get subsidized and the law requires it, that doesn't mean that you're not being subsidized by people who are actually having to carry the freight on your behalf.
Hey, Larry.
I'm Brian, actually.
Brian Wilson, because he's missing the big picture. What I'm trying to tell you, I guess this is what you guys need to research. Somebody contact Aetna Innova. Said somebody calls and says he's getting refunds via for 2 months premium via the healthcare marketplace. Is this true? Are your people getting refunds? And if so, how many are getting them? And that's why I don't want to give you more information.
Okay, Bill. We got it. And listen, we got to take a break. I appreciate the call. But again, I think Brian's point is, even if you're getting refunds or whatever it is you're getting, that's all cut. The other people aren't. Other people are seeing increases of 50% to 80%.
Well, in Arizona, 116%.
And so, listen, there's no doubt that Obamacare works out for a lot of people out there if they're in the exchanges. Not the majority of them, but a whole bunch of people. But it's on the backs of other people who are paying a whole lot more.
Exactly right.
It's 523.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
An invitation from Catholic cemeteries. On November 2nd, All Souls Day, the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington invite you to pray for departed family members and friends during morning mass on sacred ground. Pope Francis reminds us that one way of maintaining fellowship with our loved ones is to pray for them. Come participate in this consoling and deeply human work of mercy for the souls of Catholic cemeteries. Join the Catholic community for 9 a.m. Mass on Wednesday, November 2nd at Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, and Mount Olivet Cemetery in Northeast Washington. For more information about this event at Catholic cemeteries, call 301-871-1300. That's 301-871-1300, or visit the website at ccaw.org. That's ccaw.org.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194. Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11-6-16.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm watching the early commute here, just starting to build volume out of Frederick on 270 south past Monocacy and again toward the exit for 109. Nothing reported along the way. Virginia, 95 out of Stafford, and again in toward the Occoquan, seeing some of that volume too. Now toward Manassas, let's go Prince William Parkway, 234 bypass. Had some problems with power outage. They still have that signal light out in that intersection, so treat as a four-way stop. Heading into town, each direction on the southeast, southwest freeway lanes are open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking or feeling day today. Temperature's actually below average. It might not make 60. We'll put it at 59. If it makes 60, wouldn't be surprised. Sunshine around this morning, getting filtered by some high clouds. Same thing this afternoon. Tonight, overcast thickens west to east at 47. From that overcast tomorrow, a few scattered showers, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Well, it's 46 degrees at Reagan National, 38 degrees here in Northwest. It's 526. Oh man, I'm telling you, we're just a few days away from our next diner stop. We're doing, of course, the WMAL Diner Tour leading up to the election every Friday. Last Friday, we were in Tyson's at the Silver Diner. And this coming Friday, we're going to move over to Maryland. We're going to be at the Silver Diner in Rockville. You know where that is, up on Rockville Pike and in the Federal Plaza Shopping Center. The doors open at 5 a.m., 9 a.m. We'll have special guests. We'll be there. And look, I mean, it was. I remember this when we did this stop 2 years ago.
Yeah, during the midterms.
Oh, this was one of my favorite stops.
Overflowing, packed house, of course. Candidate Larry Hogan rolled up in his campaign bus. There was music playing. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was excellent.
And we expect, listen, Maryland, here's the deal. Last week on our diner stop in Virginia in Tyson's Corner, it was packed. It was jam-packed, overflowing.
Even at 5 o'clock.
Maryland, you need to show up, man. Virginia, they've thrown down the gauntlet, and we need Maryland to step up here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure you're there.
There'll be special guest. Larry and I will be there to talk to you, and there could be the taking of selfies. There'll be politics discussed. We'll have pancakes and pork products, and lots of coffee.
And you're going to be in your Halloween costume, right?
No, I'm not going to be in my Halloween costume.
Come see Brian Wilson in his Halloween costume at the Silver Diner in Rockville.
You're making a promise I can't fulfill.
Well, it's on you now, buddy.
Yeah. It is now 5:28 on the WMAL.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce, and these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years, so we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis, and that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Every year, 735,000 Americans have a heart attack.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. 47% of sudden cardiac deaths occur outside of the hospital. The smartest action is before there's a problem. Virtual Physical reveals plaque buildup by looking from the inside out, enabling action before it's too late. Put your health flex spending to good use with a heart scan at $199. Call 301-984-9009 today.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
You know, I've been looking at these WikiLeaks revelations that keep coming out. And you know what? When you look at them in toto, what you find is some amazing things being said about Hillary Clinton by her friends. If this is the way her friends describe her, we'll give you all the details coming up after the news. 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In these final 2 weeks before Election Day, the candidates are concentrating on the battleground states like Florida.
Donald Trump wrapped up a three-day sprint through the Sunshine State last night, and he spent most of the day hitting Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama for rising premiums under Obamacare. Now, Trump is back on the campaign trail today in North Carolina, and we'll see what message he brings with him. But first, he'll be in Washington, D.C. for a ribbon cutting for his new hotel.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Hillary Clinton holds two events in Florida today, both aimed at encouraging voters to cast an early ballot. It's also her 69th birthday. Early voting is brisk in D.C., where voters could begin casting early ballots last weekend. Tamara Robinson is with the D.C. Board of Elections.
This is somewhat of a record-breaking year in terms of voting on opening day of early voting.
Over the weekend, over 3,800 D.C. voters cast an early ballot. That early voting continues through November 4th in D.C. The vice president of the Maryland State Board of Education has resigned and is criticizing Governor Larry Hogan on his way out. S. James Gates Jr. says he's quitting because Hogan's a threat to the independence of the board. In particular, Gates criticized the governor's executive order mandating that schools not open before Labor Day. Busch Gardens Tampa Bay has decided to close a River Rapids ride after four people were killed on a similar water ride at an amusement park in Australia. Iraqi special forces have moved more than 1,000 people from villages near the front lines of the battle to take the city of Mosul back from ISIS. One military official says residents of nearby villages have all been taken to a camp for their safety. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,169, the Nasdaq at 52,83. Sports, the Indians win Game 1 of the World Series. Game 2 tonight has actually been pushed up an hour to 7 o'clock because of the threat of rain in Cleveland. Hockey, the Caps are in Edmonton tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Whatever aging gracefully means to you, listen to what Darlene from Missouri says about Esotique. I heard about it on the radio and the results on my fine lines and even deep forehead wrinkles were dramatic. I get compliments all the time. It's like I never aged. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and Esotique XV is the cutting edge of anti-wrinkle science. The plant stem cell formula combats chronological aging, wrinkles, fine lines, and UV damage that can cause skin redness. And of course it works for men and women. I use it and I love it. Now you can try Esotique XV absolutely free for a full 30 days. Just pay a small shipping fee. If you don't see results, you don't pay. For your free 30-day trial, call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now and you'll also get the Deep Firming Vitamin C Serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique XV today. Hurry, this trial is not going to be around much longer. Call 800-525-2720 or go to www.xvbeauty.com. That's 800-525-2720 or xvbeauty.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
and I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back, and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, looks like we're up at speed. Virginia and Maryland. I need you to watch, though, for a broken down car in Maryland. If you're heading through New Carrollton, coming out of Greenbelt on that interloop southbound, as you approach 450, have a report of a broken down car. Crews are on their way to check it out. We don't have a lane. So, again, watch on the interloop southbound as you get to 450 for the broken down. We don't want that to be a crash for sure. 270, volume starting to grow as you come out of the Frederick area through Urbana, again down toward the exit 4109. On 66, off to a quiet start. 95, volume with us out of Dale City, heading toward the Occoquan, also through Stafford, seeing that volume on the increase for sure. DC 295. Northbound, suddenly seeing some of the volume forming just emerge onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Don't have a problem there. Call DDOT. They're going to check it out. So be careful again, inbound on the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking or feeling day today. Temperature's actually below average. Might not make 60. We'll put it at 59. If it makes 60, wouldn't be surprised. Sunshine around this morning and filtered by some high clouds. Same thing this afternoon. Tonight, overcast thickens west to east at 47. From that overcast tomorrow, a few scattered showers, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Arlington, 32 in Damascus, 42 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:37. This is Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And boy, everybody is talking about that exchange between Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich last night on Fox News. If you haven't heard about it, well, we'll tell you all about it and take your calls coming up in the next hour. Plus, at 7:35, KT McFarland. 8:05, economist Steve Moore on the Obamacare debacle. And then at 8:35, David Martosko with the Daily Mail, who's covering the Trump campaign. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, we continue to be immensely entertained by the WikiLeaks emails from John Podesta to and from John Podesta. Every day it seems like there's a new revelation and things become clear that we're always wondering about. Well, let me take you back, first of all, if I could, to when President Obama was first asked about whether or not he had any knowledge of Hillary Clinton's private email server and that she was using a private email account. He was asked that question, and here was his answer.
Mr. President, when did you first learn that Hillary Clinton used an email system outside the U.S. government for official business while she was Secretary of State?
The same time everybody else learned it through news reports.
All right, that's what he said. Well, I learned about it by reading the news. I had no idea that she was using a private server. Well, we now know because of the WikiLeaks emails that immediately after the president said that on CBS News, Cheryl Mills, chief of staff to Hillary Clinton, sent an email to John Podesta. And he said, and here's what Cheryl Mills said. We need to clean this up. He has emails from her. They do not say state.gov. So it was immediately clear to Cheryl Mills that the president had stepped in it, and that that was not entirely true, what the president said.
Stepped in it is a pretty interesting euphemism for flat-out lied to the American people and to journalists.
In fairness, Josh Earnest has said, well, he may have known about the address, but he didn't know where the server was located. And that doesn't wash with me. But
that's
I'm
not
just,
what the question was.
I know exactly. When did you learn out
from
about this?
Bill Plant.
This private. Anyway,
no
so
relation.
So there we go. That's pretty interesting stuff right there. We need to clean this up.
So at what point does the... And I've been asking this, frankly, I mean, not daily, but I've been asking it often from the moment this email server broke, this story broke, which is at what point does this story stop being just a Hillary Clinton story and start becoming a commander-in-chief, chief executive, President Obama story? This happened on his watch.
Exactly.
This is his administration. He clearly knew about it. He clearly lied about it, as you just heard. Yeah. Is anybody stepping up and saying, excuse me, this entire breach that we've just spent all this time and all this money on through the Justice Department to investigate for Hillary Clinton's misuse of an unauthorized, non-secure server, you knew about it and you didn't stop it from happening. This is a problem at the top of the administration.
And what's interesting is we don't know how they intended to clean it up. They don't say how they're going to clean it up. Are they going to delete the emails? Are they going to hide the emails? Or are they going to have him modify his earlier comments?
Well, actually, we did have another email that hit about 10 days ago where John Podesta was trying to stop the release of any emails that included Bill Clinton's name under the guise of executive privilege. So I think that's how they were going to... Listen, if we didn't have the WikiLeaks drop, we would not have known about this.
That's right.
Because all of the emails that came from Hillary Clinton from the State Department or wherever, none of them included Barack Obama because of executive privilege. So that's how they planned on cleaning it up.
But wait, there's more from the WikiLeaks. There's an exchange between John Podesta and one of Hillary Clinton's and his friends and aides, in which they're talking about this whole email thing has to do, and this is what Podesta wrote, has to do with terrible decisions pre-campaign, and it has to do with her instincts. So this is John Podesta talking about Hillary Clinton's. It has to do with terrible decisions pre-campaign and a lot to do with her instincts, to which the aide replied, her instincts can be terrible. This is a friend of Hillary Clinton. This is a supporter of Hillary Clinton. Somebody very close to the Clinton campaign saying, yes, her instincts can be terrible.
Yep.
And then...
at least we know that people around her are actually smart and have understanding of the situation.
And so then here is another one. This one's from Huma Abedin. And she's being asked about some questions about it. You know, there's some concerns about Hillary Clinton and her head. And the question is asked of Huma Abedin, you know, how is her head? And this is September of 2015. Huma Abedin wrote, still not perfect in the head. This is September of 2015, and they're concerned about her performance on the campaign trail and how she's going to have to rely heavily upon notes because, quote unquote, she is still not perfect in the head. Raises a lot of questions. How's her head today?
Yeah.
I mean, is she still not perfect in the head?
What does perfect in the head look like?
Why can't we have answers to these questions? Because this is valid stuff. Huma Abedin says that the candidate, the person who could well become the president of the United States in September of 2015, was not perfect in the head. So let's just recap here. I mean, just because this is pretty impressive stuff. We now know that Hillary Clinton has terrible instincts. We know that she makes terrible decisions and that she is not perfect in the head. And we know these things because that's how her friends talk about her. Unbelievable.
Ready for her.
Yeah. How's that? How's that working out for you, Democrats? You couldn't be more proud, I'm sure.
And just to contextualize the perfect in the head comment more specifically, so everybody does realize that this appears to have something to do with the health issue, Huma Abedin said right before that, she said she's going to stick to notes a little closer this morning in terms of using notes when she's doing a public appearance. She's going to stick to notes a little closer this morning, still not perfect in her head. In other words, she doesn't have the facts off the top of her head. She can't speak off the top of her head. She's going to need to use her notes and stick with her notes because she's not perfect in the head. Clearly, whatever is going on in her head is affecting her ability to be able to.
You know, that's one where we have a right. The American electorate has a right to know exactly what has been going on with her head.
So, okay, fine. And I get that. Let's also point out that this was 2 years ago, this email, and she had three opportunities during 90-minute debates
to be able to utilize her head and not use notes. And, you know, she seemed to do okay. So she, maybe there was a problem.
She also passed out at ground zero.
Listen, I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying that she did have a problem. We got to see her under fire, and something like Donald Trump said, maybe she was loaded up with
who knows with
medications or something like that.
Well, anyway, it's very troubling to me. I mean, if this is the way your friends talk about you, you know, what does that say about how they really feel about her when they don't think anybody is looking?
It's 5:44 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. All three service secretaries proclaimed the U.S. is ready to fight a near-peer adversary simultaneously with a drawn-out battle on terror, despite a tired force. One caveat was given, however, a certain amount of risk for lives lost due to less-than-ideal manpower, training, and weaponry brought on by a lack of congressional action to loosen its purse strings. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is 5:45. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll head in through town. DC 295 southbound. Now I'm seeing these delays focus just past Pennsylvania Avenue. Had the volume also on the inbound 11th Street Bridge, so DDOT crew is getting a bit busy checking for any reported problems in that stretch. Just keep alert. Around the Beltway we go to the Wilson Bridge. Good. We had a broken down car reported in New Carrollton area on the Interloop southbound as you approach 450. 270, just the volume starting to form. Early morning rush hour here out of Frederick, down past Urbana and toward the exit 4109. In Manassas, power outage closing. Well, not closing. The intersection is dark. Prince William Parkway at the 234 bypass. Police said they were there directing through the intersection, so please be careful. Again, Prince William Parkway at the 234 bypass. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Do have a touch of rain in the forecast by Thursday with a front approaching, low pressure passing to our north. This morning in decent shape, probably a light jacket, sun and clouds this afternoon, and hey, we're down to 59 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 47. Some scattered showers tomorrow, certainly not a washout. And a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Well, currently at Reagan National, 42 degrees. In some parts of our area, it's right around the freezing mark. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
I want to remind you that David Martoska from the Daily Mail, who is covering the Trump campaign, is going to join us at 8:35, and we'll ask him about some of the things we're raising right now for you, because Trump is in the news in a couple of different ways. First of all, today is the opening of the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C., International
this
Hotel.
This is the official opening.
Yeah. This is the official red ribbon cutting stuff. Right. It's been open for business in terms of the bars and the restaurants and things like that. But this is the whole deal. Again, Trump opened the thing, the old post office project, which nobody wanted to touch. Nobody could figure out how to make money on it. He opened it under budget and ahead of schedule. But here's the interesting thing about this opening here. They, you know, pulled all of the necessary D.C. permits to be able to have the sidewalk space and do the whole, you know, red carpet thing and the media and the big hoopla for the opening of the hotel. But it turns out an organization had a precedent already via the D.C. Council's permit basis there to have a prominent space on the sidewalk before the Trump organization did. Who's that organization? The AFL-CIO. So during this opening, where they're going to have the ribbon cutting ceremony, and they've got a space for 300 people, 200 chairs, 30 camera tripods, all these things that were pulled on the Trump permit, they're also going to have to share the sidewalk space and other aspects of the space in front of the hotel with union protesters. Joining the union will be the
lovely
the Answer Coalition, which is basically a socialist group, protested all day last month when the hotel first opened up there, according to the Washington Post, with a big sign saying, say no to Trump's racism, defend immigrants and Muslims, you know, things like that. And by the way, why does the AFL-CIO plan to show up in front of the Trump Hotel?
What's their interest?
Right, because, you know, the Trump Hotel was dotted every I and crossed every T with regard to the AFL-CIO and other labor issues here in Washington, D.C. So what's their beef? Why are they protesting? Is there some sort of strike at the hotel? Are they treating laborers unfairly at the Trump International Hotel here in Washington?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
No.
Why are they protesting the AFL-CIO? Because they're protesting on behalf of workers who have a beef with the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas.
What?
In Las Vegas. So Washington, D.C. and the National Park Service has given the AFL-CIO carte blanche on the sidewalk in front of the Trump Hotel for a protest today during their grand opening, so the AFL-CIO can protest Trump under the guise of a labor issue 2,500 miles away.
That's not right.
Nah, well.
Well, they say these things come on a first-come, first-served basis. If you put your application in first, generally, you get the application approved.
Yeah.
And they say that the union beat the Trump people by a small margin, but it seems like, you know, this is something that is a real benefit to the District of Columbia. This is a beautiful, beautiful facility right on Pennsylvania Avenue, a major development, and it seems like it would be in the city's best interest to accommodate the wishes of somebody who's come in and developed this property. And that's going to bring them tax revenues, etc. But no, I guess not.
Not if he's a Republican nominee for president. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is also making a big deal out of the fact that the Trump campaign has stopped holding high-dollar fundraisers. These are supposed to bring in a lot of cash for the Republican National Committee that they then filter down to down-ticket races that need it. There's nothing planned right now, according to insiders with the campaign and with and observers of the Republican National Committee's operations. Reading from the article here by Matea Gold, Trump's campaign is continuing to bring in donations that'll boost the party, but the lack of a formal fundraising schedule effectively turns off one of the main spigots to the RNC. The National Party collected $40 million through Trump victory as of September 30th. And the RNC has relied on those funds to help pay for hundreds of field staffers deployed across the country. So we shall see if that becomes a big brouhaha here in the final 13 days between the RNC and the Trump campaign.
Right.
And finally, one last thing with Trump. There's a lot of noise being made about Utah.
Yeah.
People are concerned about a recent spate of polls that show conservative upstart Evan McMullen, who is running an independent campaign and is a Mormon and Utah native, actually pulling even with both Trump and with Hillary Clinton. Here's McMullen's strategy. He wants to win one state. He wants to win Utah. And then he wants to draw to an inside straight where neither Hillary nor Trump gain the 270 electoral votes needed.
He becomes the king.
And then McMullen has Utah in his back pocket, and he takes the case to the House of Representatives where they would choose the next president.
That'd be something. 551, here's El Rushbo.
On Monday, something extraordinary happened in a Pennsylvania courtroom. State Attorney General Kathleen Kane was sentenced to serve between 10 and 23 months in prison. Now, Ms. Kane was convicted of, among other felonies, illegally disclosing details of a grand jury investigation and then lying about it under oath. Her actions were an attempt to get back at a political rival. Now, Kathleen Kane's not only a Democrat, she was one of Pennsylvania's brightest stars, an up-and-comer. As Attorney General, she was on track to rise to governor, and then, who knows, maybe national office, but now that's all up in smoke. Ms. Kane's defense team pleaded for a lenient sentence with no jail time, but the judge, Wendy Demichek Alloy, didn't bite. She said the case was about a politician's out-of-control ego bent on retaliation. Kane tried to evoke sympathy, saying her teenage children would suffer if she were imprisoned. But the for the children argument didn't fly either. Sadly, there was no one in her life willing or able to meet with the judge beforehand on a private plane at an out-of-the-way airport. And investigators didn't dismiss her deeds as just a careless mistake with no intent that they could find. So Kathleen Kane, powerful Democrat woman, got a new pair of bracelets. She was handcuffed and led out a side courthouse door. You got to wonder if she was thinking what life could have been like if her last name was Clinton and her husband abused other women.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Somehow, the promise of a student loan and a college education has become a problem and not a solution to a better future. But there's a company now that's changed that. It's called SoFi. If you have a great credit history and a good job in paying your bills, but you're burdened with an expensive student loan, wait no more. Most people with student loan debt don't know that you can refinance federal and private student loans, but you can. SoFi is one of the few lenders that can consolidate both kinds of loans. In less than 2 minutes, you can see your new lower rate options, and it won't affect your credit score. Go to trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. trysofi.com. In 5 years' time, SoFi has funded over $12 billion in loans and is the number one student loan refinancing provider. Try it. SoFi.com.
Terms, conditions, and state restrictions apply. California Finance Lender Law License Number 605-4612, NMLS Number 1121636.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95. Keep alert northbound as you approach the Prince William Parkway. That's where we have a crash reported. Beyond that, a little bit of volume toward the Occoquan. But again, everyone now focused on this incident. Northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway. 66, just been about the volume for you. 270, same story out of Frederick toward 80 and 109 with the heavy volume. In Manassas, crews are dealing with the power outage and the lights are dark at the intersection of Prince William Parkway and the 234 bypass. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a midweek forecast. Few clouds around. Sunshine dominating this morning. Comfortable, seasonable this afternoon. Only in the upper 50s, so down a little from yesterday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees at 5:56.
Larry O'Connor here, and I just love recommending my friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros. They've been top-ranked agents by the Wall Street Journal for years. What sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors? They have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Get this, Debbie and Sarah may already have a buyer for you. This is how they sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar and want to move, call my all pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, and the only agents I would trust to sell my home quick and for the most money. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
With the presidential election looming in front of us, we know that many changes are imminent. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while I can't guess what's going to happen with our borders or military, I can assure you that rates will be rising no matter who the next president will be. Rates are still the lowest they've ever been, and with a historical election about to be made in the U.S., why not make history in your own home by electing to call today and take advantage of refinancing, saving money, or paying off debt? With home values on the rise, some are voting to eliminate PMI and others to shorten their loan term. At Cornerstone First, our ballot options include reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Coming up on WMAL.
Just wait till you hear the exchange between Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich last night. Sex, polls, and politics. It was all there, and you'll hear it.
And Joe Biden and Donald Trump seem like they want to go at it. Who would win in a fight between Biden and Trump? We'll talk about that coming up in the next hours. It's 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630.